amongst themselves what I would do next. After all that I'd found in my travels around the world, was there anything left? Gentlemen, I said, I've studied the charts, and if what I'm thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world for the first one who breaks through the ice. And I looked around the room. In that way I once had, and I saw that they wanted belief. So I said all I got in my guts and my God. Then I paused, and the Annabelle Lee, oh, the Annabelle Lee. And I saw their eyes shine, the most beautiful ship in the sea. My Nina, my Pinta, my Santa Maria, my beautiful Annabelle set sail. The crowds waved from the shore, and on board the crew waved their hats. But I never had family, just the Annabelle, so I never had cause to look back. I just set the course north, and I'd study the charts, and towards dawn I drifted towards sleep. And I'd dream of the fine deep harbor I'd find past the ice for my Annabelle. After that I got colder, got quiet, it was never quite day or quite night. And the sea turned the color of sky, turned the color of sea, turned the color of ice. Till at last all around us was fast as one vast glassy desert of arsenic white. And the waves that once lifted us sifted instead into drifts against Annabelle's side. And the crew gathered closer, at first for the warmth, but each day would bring a new set of tracks in the snow leading over the edge of the world till I was the only one left. Then it gets cloudy, but it seems like I laid there for days or maybe for months. Oh, but Annabelle held me, just the two of us, happy to think back on all we had done. Up her body to me, and as I chopped up our mainsail for timber, I told her of all that we still had to see. As the frost turned her moorings to nightingale, and the winds lashed her sides in the cold, I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of her hold. And I won't call it rescue. That brought me back here to the old world to drink and decline and pretend that the search for another new world was well worth the burning of mine. But sometimes at night in my dreams comes a singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking Annabelle's finally made it to another new world. Yeah, sometimes at night my dreams comes a singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking Annabelle's finally made it to another new world.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. So that completes my set list from the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. So first was Guardian Angel, a really, really sad song by Tim O'Brien, but a really beautiful one, I think. So yeah, he was also featured on or a guest on Live From Here with Chris Dealey, but his set was really good, and he played that song, which I think is so good. Next was 40 Miles From Denver by the Yonder Mountain String Band, which was for sure the biggest surprise of the week, if not the best performance, in my opinion. But so we didn't know too much about them going into it. I'd seen some t-shirts around around the festival, so I figured they must be popular at least. But we started that performance sitting on our tarp, and they started, and they sounded pretty good, and we were enjoying it. But after the first song, they mentioned something about marshmallows, and we were pretty confused, and then we looked closer at the crowd in front and noticed that the entire crowd were flinging marshmallows at each other and onto the stage. And I Googled it, and apparently it's a tradition that started, I couldn't tell you when, but for the Yonder Mountain String Band set, which is always, I forget what time it was, but, you know, afternoon on Sunday, the last day, the crowd brings bags and bags of marshmallows and has a big marshmallow fight with each other. And so we were intrigued by it, and we went to the front and noticed the entire stage was covered in marshmallows. And so during some of their songs, the banjo player got hit with one, the mandolin player got a string plucked by a flying marshmallow, which we thought that was really funny. But they're also incredible, like, they're all incredible musicians. We recognize the mandolin player from the Jerry Garcia trio that we talked about, or that I talked about, and yeah, they were incredible. They had some really great songs. That's one of my favorites. But towards the end of their set, they brought out Sam Bush, as most acts were doing. And I think they played maybe a traditional bluegrass song, and then they did a cover of Don't Fear the Reaper with Sam Bush on cowbell, and he did the whole sketch from the SNL SNL bit. So that was pretty funny and really good, really fun to watch. So that was definitely one of the highlights from the whole week. And last was Another New World, a Josh Ritter cover, covered by the Punch Brothers, a Josh Ritter song based off of Edgar Allan Poe's poem Annabel Lee, about a maritime expedition of sorts. Couldn't tell you exactly the story, but you heard it there, and a really, really cool song, I think. Really beautiful one from the Punch Brothers. So they weren't the closer, they were the second to last group to play. Their performance was really good. They played the entirety of their new album, which is coming out in September, which was cool to be one of the first people to hear the whole thing all the way through, but a little bit strange to be up there for a band I was so excited about and to hear a bunch of music I didn't know. But it was, they're incredibly talented, and it's almost like listening to the CD. They're such perfectionists, which is really, really cool to watch. But yeah, that was an incredible, incredible show. So yeah, that wraps it up for that, and I'll close it out. We were lucky enough to finish the week by seeing the Avett Brothers. For those who know me, if you know one thing about me, it's that I love the Avett Brothers. We got to see them perform at Red Rocks right outside of Denver, which is on almost all music lovers' bucket list to see a show there. And to see one of my favorite bands there was an incredible experience. And the venue is so beautiful. It sounds so great. It was really, really special show. Yeah, so that was really incredible. So I'll close it out with one of their songs, Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Promise from I Love and You. But if you enjoyed the show today, tune back in. I think I am out again next week, but the week after that and every Monday for the rest of the summer, I'll be here 6 to 7 p.m. With more tunes to share with you all. So if you liked it, tune back in. But until then, thanks for listening. Here is Head Full of Doubt.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. Flooded in life. In the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night, and I'm frightened by those who don't see. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die, the last of those bad thoughts will finally out.
everything crashes to a stop. When I take that walk, better to buy some time, or just drink the wine and wait for the end. When I step off into darkness,
rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Yeah.
Found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I'll tell you what it's all about. It's out of the mouth, son. The sky, crowds pour into Kenmore. your hard place to leave. The Esplanade is in full bloom and music's in the air. Boston, your hard place to leave. The red line stops across the bridge, but I don't really care. Boston, your hard place to leave. Fireworks on the Charles, the ground shakes beneath my feet. The fall that tree in Harvard Yard turns as red as a parakeet. The first few flakes of snow, the city's quiet and reborn. Boston, your hard place to leave. Breathless for that first kiss, skating on the frog pond. Boston, your hard place to leave. Fake ID at Pravda, he was 30, I was 20. The guy I danced with at Zanzibar, still remember what I was wearing. Quiet days of summer, chaos of September 1st. Boston, your hard place to leave. Gave me two diplomas and a few loves of my life. You gave me a new beginning, here I became someone's wife. You showed me who I am, gave me the courage to be free. Boston, your hard place to leave. To leave. Massive snowstorm at rush hour, everyone forgets how to drive. 93 South looks like a parking lot. AT&T drops my call. Boston, your hard place to leave. I spoke at the State House and I sang at Fenway Park. On every corner of the city, I feel like I have left my mark. Wear my Red Sox hat with pride, even when I am in New York. Boston, your hard place to leave. Boston, your hard place to leave.
I love that song.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Thank you.
from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags of time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still.